Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. The New York Times is finally waking up to corruption in Ukraine as officials admit now military contract money has, quote, vanished. Now, to be clear, this is your tax dollars, as I've warned you for a couple of years now. If you think that Russia is corrupt, you've seen nothing compared to how corrupt it is in Ukraine. Russians actually have talked for decades about how corrupt Ukraine is, and they're not the only one. There have been many other world leaders that have been warning the U.S. you might not want to be sending all the money you're sending to Ukraine because you're not actually helping them fight the Russians as much as you're helping Ukrainian oligarchs get really, really rich. Now, I went over to the border with Ukraine and I went over and met with the leader in Hungary. They have been dealing with the humanitarian crisis that has been coming out of Ukraine and the millions coming in to Hungary and then even going to other parts of Europe. Viktor Orban, who's the prime minister I have a relationship with. We sat down when I was there just a couple of months ago, and he was explaining to me just how corrupt the Ukrainian government is. And this is under Zelensky, to be very clear. As we were sitting there and talking about the cash and the money, he would explain how the money was being funneled. He would explain just how corrupt they were. And he was explaining that the richest people in the Ukrainian government, they're actually, most of them aren't even in Ukraine all that often right now. They're in Warsaw. They're hanging out in Warsaw in 5-star hotels. They're hanging out in Warsaw having a grand time. And while they're in Warsaw, in these 5-star hotels, they're counting their money. They're funneling their money. They're making money because every time we send billions more to Ukraine, they're cashing out. War is good for the oligarchs in Ukraine. War is good for the corruption in Ukraine because when there's war, it's very hard to follow the money. So, in a potential sign of shifting attitudes on how the war in Ukraine is covered in the legacy media, the New York Times is starting to slowly acknowledge the endemic corruption that has been a defining feature of the former Soviet state, as officials have now admitted that the money for military contracts has, quote, vanished. Following the dismissal of the Ukrainian defense minister, amid a slew of corruption scandals surrounding the war efforts against Russia, the New York Times acknowledged that the enduring challenges of corruption in Ukraine, their words, has emerged as a rare area of criticism of President Zelensky's leadership, a rare area of criticism. I love how they describe that, right? Like, he's doing everything else right, except all the money you're sending him is not getting to the battlefield. That's what they're telling you here with their corruption. You should be angry when I say it this way. You should be angry the fact that they're even saying it and still trying to give Zelensky accolades. Now, you got to understand something about Zelensky. Zelensky isn't some great military warrior or leader. He's a former actor. He's an actor while the country is under siege that was listening to concerts and having world stars come over and meeting with world leaders begging for more money for his corrupt government to then funnel into their own personal bank accounts and for them and their families to live in Warsaw in five-star hotels. Zelensky is the guy that's on all the Grammys and the Emmys and everything else, right? Every award show. It's the guy that's going around the world and fake military fatigues. They're really not even real military fatigues. They're fake, right? He has a stylist that helps him get his image. You may remember that Zelensky, when he met with Donald Trump, he wore a suit like a normal world leader. But when you have a chance to look like you're under siege, you wear military-esque type clothing, fake military fatigues, and you wear them without even a patch on there of the country that you're representing. It makes it look like your war-torn country desperately needs cash. It makes it look like you're a strong leader. And that's the reason why the media is refused to criticize him, right? Because he's the hero and Vladimir Putin is the villain, which may actually not be the case. There's actually a chance that they're both, in many ways, villains. But of course, you can't tell the mainstream media that, because if you don't virtue signal and back Ukraine and the war against the evil villain Vladimir Putin, then you're an evil person. That's how the media treats you. And that's exactly why the New York Times has put it this way, with a big caveat, a big pause, right? Enduring challenge, the enduring challenge of corruption in Ukraine has, quote, emerged as a rare area of criticism, a rare area of criticism. Well, if the entire funding for the war effort is the war effort, and the entire war effort is dealing with corruption and money that has vanished that was supposed to go to fighting the Russians, then why would you refer to this as a rare area of criticism? Why wouldn't you refer to it as what it actually is, which is the entire thing is a complete ruse? Now, although the defense minister has yet to be tried or charged or tied with any of the corruption scandals, quote unquote, personally, the Ukrainian government says, the Times went on to admit that the resignation has elevated the issue to the highest level of Ukrainian politics. Unnamed Ukrainian officials even told the New York Times that some funds intended for military contracts failed to produce weaponry or ammunition and that some money has, quote, vanished, while claiming that the issue was merely confined to the early days of the war. Because, of course, they're going to say, all right, well, they just stole a bunch of money early on, but now the money's really working there, we promise, right? Right, we promise. The neoliberal outlet has previously been keen to highlighting claims from the Biden administration on how the Zelensky government has been committed, quote-unquote, to fighting corruption. Remember, this is the same government that you're supposed to believe was trying to fight corruption when they fired a prosecutor who was actually fighting corruption. Corruption with Burisma and corruption that was tied to the president of the United States of America. And remember, the corruption got the Bidens $10 billion. $10 million. Sorry, I want to make sure I get that right so no one freaks out. $10 million is how much the Bidens got off of that deal. The Zelensky government is not committed to fighting corruption. If they were, they wouldn't have allowed that prosecutor that was going after corruption in Ukraine to be fired and then the money to be funneled back to the Bidens. Now, the New York Times says, well, they're working on fighting corruption. They cited as evidence statements from officials such as veteran Washington insider and acting Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, who played a pivotal role in the revolution in Ukraine that saw the overthrow of democratically elected President Viktor in 2014. Despite the nine senior government officials being sacked over allegations of corruption. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but nine senior government officials who've been sacked over corruption allegations, including purchasing military food supplies at vastly inflated prices to hook up their friends, and taking luxury vacations while the war was going on. The paper went on to write in January that corruption, quote, has otherwise not been a significant factor in the war. That's what the New York Times said. In fact, they even went on to say this back in January, despite Russian propaganda claims to the contrary that are aimed at undermining his, Zelensky's government. See, Russia's been telling people how corrupt Ukraine is. And when they do it, immediately the paper says, the New York Times and the lefties are like, oh, no, no, that's propaganda. That's all it is. It's just propaganda. Calm down. Okay, it's propaganda. Ukraine corruption scandal deepens, another headline reads, as Zelensky sacks string of officials. The proclamation from the New York Times aged poorly, by the way, if you go back just to January. Just days later, there was a report that came out. Transparency International gave Ukraine a score of 33 out of 100 in its annual Corruption Perception Index, known as the CPI, ranking 116th in the world and the second lowest in all of Europe, only behind Russia. What did I tell you at the beginning? I said that Ukraine is more corrupt than even Russia. And guess what? I'm not the only one saying it. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. Now, expressing concerns over the fate of the $113 billion in American taxpayer dollars that we've sent to Ukraine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Following Russia's invasion, the Republican-led House Oversight Committee went on to note in February, and this is their exact words back in February, that the Ukrainian government officials allegedly engaged in bribery used government vehicles for personal use and purchased inflated food supplies for Ukrainian forces. Why? For kickbacks. Why were they doing this? And if we know this back in February, why did it take this long for the New York Times to cover it since we're now in September? It's because they didn't want anybody to know it was actually happening. They didn't want anybody to talk about it. They didn't want it to be an issue. They didn't want to have the conversation we're having right now because At that point, remember, we were obsessed with a guy wearing fake military fatigues named Zelensky who could do no wrong, right? Because he's good. We've decided it. War's good, right, for the Democratic Party right now. And Russia's bad, and that's just the narrative we're going to stick with. Now, since that warning back in January and February, corruption scandals surrounding the war effort have continued to emerge. Last month, for example, every single head of regional recruitment offices throughout Ukraine was fired. Every single one of them. Amid allegations of widespread bribery of officials from those seeking to avoid conscription into the war, quote unquote. 2 weeks later, First Deputy Minister of Policy and Food and another government individual, another unnamed, quote, economic minister, were sacked on suspicions of misappropriating $1.68 million in government funds. Following the ousting of the defense minister on Monday, the New York Times acknowledged that although there have yet to be specific allegations of corruption involving American funding, that's their caveat here, the nature of graft in the country has shifted from its traditional avenues of exploiting state-run enterprises to a focus on war profiteering as billions pour into the country from abroad. That's the words of the New York Times. Speaking of the paper, the executive director of the Anti-Corruption Action Center in Ukraine said, the question here is, where is the money? Literally, corruption can kill, she added. Depending on how effective we are in guarding the public funds, the soldiers will either have a weapon or not have a weapon. This, on top of the fact that two high-ranking government officials have been embroiled in a corruption scandal and found to have misappropriated $1.6 million in funds that no one can find. The New York Times went on to claim on Monday that there is a shifting mood within Ukraine on the issue, which the paper said was mostly taboo throughout the first year of the war, as Ukrainians rallied around their government in a fight for national survival. The corruption scandals are nonetheless piercing the sense of unquestioning support for the government the Ukrainians had exhibited throughout the first year of Russia's full-scale invasion. The critical reporting of the issue of corruption in Ukraine from the New York Times may signal what many believe is a shift in attitude overall towards the war, and perhaps the Biden administration's strategy of dumping weapons, hardware, and massive caches of money into the conflict and into the hands of people who are clearly stealing the money. The White House is currently trying to convince Congress, however, to greenlight an additional $24 billion in aid to the country. However, elections loom and more voters are now questioning the extent of our involvement and why there's so many problems are still unresolved there, as well as so many issues and problems here in this country. Now, I go back to what I said at the very beginning of this conversation. This is corruption at the highest level. This is corruption at a level that is not shocking. I think that's another point that needs to be made. This is corruption that has been known about, especially if you went and sat with anybody in Ukraine or outside of Ukraine, anybody around there. And let me just tell you, this is corruption, okay, that is obvious. This is corruption that everybody knows is happening in broad daylight. So you're sending money and they're stealing the money. You send more money and they steal more money. You send more money and they steal even more money. You get the trend here, right? It's pretty simple. You send money, they steal money. You send money, they steal money. You send more money, they steal more money. You send bigger checks, they steal even more money in bigger checks. This has been consistent, okay? This has been transparent from the very beginning. This has been something that has been going on now, and everybody knows it's happening. Everybody can witness that it's happening. Everybody can watch it happening. Everybody knows that it's happening. And yet we're still sending the money, because if you don't send the money, it's like, oh, well, then you're in favor of Russia. And this is what virtue signaling does. Right now, with this administration, with this media, and around the world, if you asked any questions over the last year, year and a half of what's going on in Ukraine, And they would say that you were a sympathizer. They would say that you are a Russian sympathizer. That's what they would say. They would say that you are a Russian sympathizer and you're backing Vladimir Putin. If you ask questions in this country, okay, in our government, they would immediately come after you and they would say you are a sympathizer. You are a Russian sympathizer. No, I'm not. I absolutely hate Vladimir Putin. I can't stand him, but I'm also not an idiot. And I also know that there's serious and significant corruption, serious corruption that has taken place in Ukraine long before this war ever happened. And that is the point that everybody needs to understand. This isn't new. This is normal. There's only one country that ranks lower when it comes, or higher when it comes to corruption than Russia, and that's Ukraine in that corruption report that came out. So, like, if you think that Russia's corrupt, then you've seen nothing until you look at Ukraine. And that's been that way for decades. And everybody knows it, folks. Okay, everybody knows that. So why the hell are we sending them, in essence, blank checks?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also those audio recordings. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Apparently, there's multiple recordings that apparently the government may actually have. The FBI may have these recordings. And on these recordings, the man who owned Burisma, that Russian oligarch, corrupt Russian oligarch, just like all the others we've been talking about this morning, recorded phone calls between him and Hunter Biden, and apparently some conversations he had with Joe Biden. Why did he do this? That is the I'm covering my AWS if you ever turn on me strategy. By the way, it's smart strategy. I don't blame the guy for doing this. It's a brilliant move. So why is it that Joe Biden is still defending sending billions of dollars to Ukraine? Instead of it going to Americans who actually need it, by the way, like those in Hawaii, for example. Well, here's what the president had to say as he laughed it off the question over the weekend.
Mr. Biden, you're sending all this money to Ukraine, but there's Americans that are suffering at home. How come the money can't go here to America?
There's more money's going to America than ever before, number one. And number two, if we don't do something about Ukraine, Americans are going to be fighting a war in Europe.
All right.
Dr. Yes. Biden, all this money going to Ukraine, what about
Thank
Americans
you.
At home?
Right now, we
what
need
about
to
Americans
talk
at
about-
home, Dr. Biden?
So, Joe Biden just said, if we don't send money now, then Americans are going to be fighting a war in Europe. That's an escalation, by the way. Right? That's a pretty big escalation. So you better let me send this money. And if you don't, I may send your sons and daughters or the non-binary people, right, to Ukraine to fight against Russia. Even CNN right now is finally starting to get their head out of their AWSs, and they're reporting on the corruption. Listen.
More. First, let's talk about this decision. Why has Zelensky dropped his defense minister?
All we understand now is that this came at the request of Oleksiy Reznikov, who's been widely praised for what he's done over the last 18 months, the pretty firm record that he's shown in a very difficult job. But also, this is about really drawing a line around against some of those scandals that we've seen, corruption allegations, investigations that have gone on, procurement scandals that have emerged. Many of them, I think it's important to note, that had to do with the early days of the war, with Ukrainian taxpayers' money, with Ukrainian weapons, but that have still dogged the image of the country, not just as it seeks to get more weapons from its Western allies, but of course, more broadly, Audie, as Ukraine looks to joining NATO at some point, and its more fundamental aim of being able to join the European Union. So Kyiv has been at pains to show that it is cracking down on these corruption allegations, taking them extremely seriously, dealing with them. And whilst Oleksiy Reznikov has not been tainted by them at all, this really allows them to draw a line, even as arrests are being made and investigations are being drawn to a close, to draw a line under those first 18 months of the war. Now, the man taking over, a Crimean Tatar, Rustem Umerov, who's widely seen as a safe pair of hands. This is a man who has, after all, been involved in several prisoner swaps throughout the war. He's a businessman who's also been involved in the Black Sea Grain Initiative and is widely seen there as a very competent man to take over. Let's be clear, what must be arguably one of the hardest jobs in the world going forward. As you said, the 19th month of this war, it isn't just about sustaining the war effort and getting Ukrainian weapons up and going. It is also, of course, about holding the alliance together and keeping momentum there from Western alliance members, who at this point are also getting extremely tired of this war, Abby.
Melissa, before I let you go, what does this mean for this counteroffensive we've been hearing about so much?
Well, this is going to be important because, again, this is a man who's going to take over when they're looking to get the weapons that will help feed this counteroffensive that is making progress to the south of Zaporizhia. Small assault units that are heading down, trying to extend the bridgehead to the south of Robotyna, that one village that has been recaptured. And it is significant because it does give them momentum and allow them to look further southwards in their aims, getting the right weaponry to what will be a bigger assault down there as they seek to draw Russian elite frontline troops from elsewhere along the front line will be crucial. And it is the next weeks and months that will be really significant and important to making this happen, Audi.
Now, you hear part of the propaganda there. Well, we still have to stay focused on this. And there's no indication that the defense minister, right? There's no indication he's actually done anything wrong. They wouldn't have fired him if he wouldn't have done something wrong. Okay. They wouldn't have fired him and canned him. And they're like, well, they're really trying to show they're acting and they're moving forward on this and they're moving forward quickly and they're acting quickly on this. I'm sorry. I got to say BS on that one. The only reason why this is now happening is because people are reporting on it for months on end and the story hasn't disappeared. That's the part that you need to understand about this. They're not doing any of this now. Because they're trying to get rid of corruption. They're trying to do it now, a better way of putting it is, to keep the money flowing. I'm sure Zelensky's looking at these guys going, hey, there's too many articles about corruption here. I'm afraid the billions are going to stop flowing, guys. We all got to get paid. Okay, we all got to make our money. So the way that we're going to make our money is me sacking some of you guys. Don't worry, you're still good. This is nothing but a PR play. Plain and simple. It's a PR play. It's a simple PR play. It's a smart. Let me also say this. It is a very smart PR play. Okay. It's a brilliant PR move. It's a PR move that we needed, right? If you're Zelensky and his team, all right, look, we're getting these articles. We got to look like we're cleaning this crap up so that they keep sending us the money. I, by the way, I'm sure there's some Democrats in Washington, D.C. I'm sure of it. I have no doubt in my mind, okay, that there are some Democrats in D.C. that are probably saying, hey, heads up. you guys are going to have a hard time getting more cash out of the U.S. if you guys don't look like you're doing something on corruption. Like, heads up, this is what's happening. You need to understand it. That's my gut here. I feel pretty confident that there are even maybe people in the White House who are saying, hey, you guys have got to look like you're fixing some of these problems, because if you don't look like you're fixing these problems, we're going to have a hard time convincing for another $100 billion to come your way, another $50 billion to come your way, another $75 billion to come your way. It's going to be tough, so we need you to work on this real quick. I have no doubt that's what this is all about. Please take everything I just told you, share it with your family and friends. Take our podcast, share it wherever you can on social media, because I promise you what I just told you is not and will not be covered by the mainstream media. They are not going to do it.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.